According to his childhood friend and biographer, Lewis Campbell, James was one of the best men who ever lived. He was known for things like sending a heartfelt letter of condolence when a friend's dog died. He was known for things like volunteering at the first college for tradesmen in England. He was known for example, standing beside his father's bedside and nursing him as he was dying. Later on, he would do the same thing for his beloved wife. He was known for kindness and generosity. He was one of those salt-of-the-earth kind of fellows. His grave is in a relatively unknown place. It's unremarkable. It's not visited very often, despite the fact that James made one of the greatest contributions to our modern science. A contribution upon which so much of what we take for granted today relies. Everything from radar to microwaves, imaging technology to radios to TVs to wireless communication. Who was this, and what did he discover? Well, this is James Maxwell. You all remember studying about James Maxwell in school, right? Probably not. What did he discover? Well, James Maxwell explained the essence of light. He discovered that light was an electromagnetic wave. That light is made up of an electric field and a magnetic field, and that they move through space kind of perpendicular to one another, and that makes light. That this electricity, that this magnetism sort of dance with one another through the air to illuminate everything around us. James Maxwell figured all that out. Now, he didn't do it alone. There was other people whose work that he took, and he put it together to figure all this out. And I'm very certain that Matthew, the gospel writer for our scripture this morning, did not know James Maxwell, since Maxwell lived several hundred years later. Yet, Matthew has something to say to us about the essence of light as well. From the fifth chapter of the book of Matthew, beginning at verse 13, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hidden. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but instead on the lampstand, and gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." Matthew says that when it comes to the world around us, you are the essence of light. Or perhaps it might be better to say, at your very essence, you are the light of the world. It would have been a fabulous conversation, I think, if we could have put James Maxwell and the gospel writer Matthew in the same room and let them think about light together, the scientific mind and the spiritual mind, coming together to have a conversation about this thing that we all take for granted every day, this thing we call light. What would they have said? How would their ideas have woven together and informed one another? I can only imagine, but I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall in that room if it had ever existed. "You are light," says Matthew. "And light is electric and magnetic," says James Maxwell. "You are electric. You are magnetic." Now, those are things I like to hear people say about me. I don't know about you. Especially when you're young and you have a bow and they're bringing you around and they say, hey, you got a magnetic personality. You like to hear that. Kind of means things are on the right track. But what does it really mean if we put these two philosophers together? You are electric. That is, you are charged. You have the power to make things come alive in this world. You are made of energy that gets things going. You're the spark that this world needs. That's who you are. And God, the ultimate source of light, is the one who charged us, who gave us that electric quality. That you are light is no accident in this world. Light must have a source. And by reminding us that God is our Father, Matthew reminds us that the source of our light is God. You are magnetic. That is, you are a charge that is in motion. You don't just sit by. You are moving. You're going somewhere. You're actually pushing and pulling things around you like magnets do. Pushing and pulling the world and changing it for the better. Not just for any better, but for God's better. This is who you are. A being charged by God with power and with energy to set this world in motion. I would say that it's a pretty good description, whether or not Matthew knew that light was an electromagnetic wave. At some level, he got this, even before we had understood what light was. In a scientific sense. And Matthew not only says that you are light, but that you are to shine, you are to illuminate the entire world around you. That is your calling. That is the essence of who you are and who you were created to be. And I love the way Eugene Peterson puts this in the Message translation of Matthew. He says it this way: you are here to be light, bringing out the God colors of the world around you. You are here to be light that brings out the God colors around you. You are a power, an energy that is moving to illuminate the God colors all around this world, because this world is God's and God is within it. And your light can help others to see those God colors. That is who you are. That is who you were made to be. What kind of light are you? Well, there's all kinds of different light in the world. And there's this big, if you go and read about James Maxwell and all this electromagnetic wave stuff, there's a whole big range of electromagnetic waves, all the way from radio waves, which are really long. It can actually be the size and length of the planet of Jupiter. Crazy, right? A wave that from the top to the bottom is the entire length of the planet of Jupiter. That's crazy. All the way from that until those little tiny rays that do a lot of damage in our world in some ways, those gamma rays and radiation and those kinds of things that can be damaging to life. And so somewhere in the middle of these little tiny microscopic waves that can be smaller in length than an atom, all the way to these rays that are radio waves that can be the length of the planet of Jupiter, exists light. Right in the middle of all this. The visible light that we can see. Because our eyes are made by God to see only a certain portion of these waves. What kind of light are you? From those really big ones to the really tiny ones. We can no doubt be light on the end of that spectrum that damages life. We can be. And we can also be that sweet spot of light that we can all see that illuminates everything around us. And Matthew tells us what kind of light we are to be as members of the kingdom of God. And his answer is found right before the passage that we read today. We talked a bit about it last week, those things that we call beatitudes. Blessed are the poor. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are you when you are persecuted. Matthew has a very intentional structure in what he's writing. Blessed are those who. Blessed are those who. Repeats itself several times. And then he moves to, blessed are you when you. Blessed are you when you. And then he moves a third time to say, you are. Blessed are those who are merciful. Blessed are you, for you are the light of the world. Blessed are those who are peacemakers. Blessed are you, for you are the light of the world. You see, all of these connect with one another. We are to be lights in the kind of way that's described by the Beatitudes. And this, both of these passages together make up the very beginning of Jesus' longest and greatest sermon that we call the Sermon on the Mount. This is important stuff that Matthew's trying to tell us. Now, we can talk all day about what it means to be light that is poor in spirit and merciful and light that makes peace and all those kind of things. I don't even want to get that far today. Because in truth, Matthew is telling us that we are those things. That we are charged and energized with the potential for those things. That we are set in motion by those things described in the Beatitudes. That we are moving towards that way of life that God has given us. So own it. You are light. Claim it. You are light. Be it. You are light. Be the light that you already are, for God has made it so. It is your essence at the very center and core of who you are to be God's light. It is what you were made for. Made that way because you are made in God's image. And so the source of light is our light. And through us, we are, as one theologian says, to be windows of God's light shining and illuminating all the God colors of the world. Brothers and sisters, you are light. Be every day the light that you already are.